Another record at the pump. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. AAA says the average price for a gallon of gasoline is up this morning for the 11th straight day. Now just over $4.59. That's just a fraction of a cent higher than yesterday. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm questioned about gas prices yesterday during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing.
You can thank the activity of Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine and pulling essentially those barrels.
With all due respect, Madam Secretary, that's utter nonsense.
Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who said gas prices in his state rose 30% before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Senate has joined the House in passing a bill to make it easier for families on government assistance to get baby formula, a critical production facility taken offline in February over contamination fears, should be running again soon. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf telling a House subcommittee.
It looks like it is going well, that Abbott has remediated a number of the issues, and we're going to make sure it gets done as quickly as it possibly can.
President Biden leaving gas prices and baby formula shortages behind for the next 6 days. Air Force One touching down this morning at the Osan Air Base in South Korea. First stop on the Asian trip that will also include Japan. The administration says it is prepared for a possible show of force by North Korea.
That could take the form of a nuclear test, the seventh nuclear test that North Korea has conducted. It could take the form of a missile test.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp expected to announce today that Hyundai has agreed to build a $7 billion plant near Savannah to make electric vehicles. The Senate, by an overwhelming 86-11 vote, has concurred with the House and approved a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Five people have been shot in the north side of Chicago. One person has died. Some of the others are in critical condition. Police still looking for the shooters. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Approved earlier this week, coronavirus vaccine boosters for elementary school-aged children are now recommended by federal health officials.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention adopting an advisory committee's endorsement clearing Pfizer's COVID-19 booster for healthy children ages 5 to 11. The CDC's director saying in a statement, "We know that these vaccines are safe and we must continue to increase the number of children who are protected." The Food and Drug Administration recently clearing the extra dose for younger children at least 5 months after their original shots. The CDC also strengthening its recommendation that those 12 and older who are immunocompromised and those 50 and older should receive a second booster dose at least 4 months after their first. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
State lawmakers in Oklahoma have passed and sent to the governor a bill to ban nearly all abortions in the state unless the pregnancy threatens the mother's life or results from rape or incest that had been reported to police. Governor Kevin Stitt says he plans to sign the bill. Vice President Kamala Harris told a group of abortion providers yesterday if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, it would open the door to government interference in women's lives. Serious prison time for a North Carolina deputy sheriff for the drowning deaths of two inmates he was transporting in 2018.
A police van driven by Horry County Deputy Stephen Flood was swept away by floodwaters. He was able to escape, but two women being transported for mental health treatment were trapped in a cage in the back. Wendy Newton and Nicolette Green drowned. Prosecutors say Flood's decision to drive around barricades led to the women's deaths. He was convicted of involuntary manslaughter and reckless homicide. Green's sister told the judge it was a deliberate act set in motion by a pompous, stubborn man. And now that man has been sentenced to 18 years in prison.
Fox's Tom Rigotti.
Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.